Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Hello, everybody. I'm Doug Llewellyn. It's nice to have you with us. It's so funny. I was just talking to our guest that we're going to be interviewing. She's really a marvelous lady who used to live in Chicago, but now lives in Scottsdale, Arizona. And you can certainly understand that, folks. Anybody can. Scottsdale is one of the great places in the country to live. And I mentioned to her that I was involved in doing a television special years ago on Al Capone, and I asked her. She said, "Well, you know, I never knew Al Capone." I knew she didn't know Al Capone, but that's really great. We're talking to a fabulous lady. She is a relationship coach. You know, we talk to coaches of all types who can help you with every aspect of your life. But a relationship coach is one of the most important coaches you could possibly talk to, because if your relationships don't work, then many other things in your life won't work. And she points that out. She's a relationship coach, a speaker, and an educator who helps singles, couples, families, and businesses move from a place of stagnation and frustration in their relationships to high levels of relational success. Because as I was telling you, without improving your relational intelligence, you stand the risk of struggling with conflicts, bitterness, and anger. And her approach is thoughtful, insightful, it's good-humored, and it's filled with political solutions, practical solutions, that is, insights, and tools that help you transform every aspect of your life. And working with Marcy is really a transformative process. She's determined to help her clients learn and grow, and she keeps people grounded as they find a healthy approach to knowing and understanding themselves as well as others. By the way, Marcy has developed a wide range of unique programs that have benefited hundreds of individuals. One program that you have to learn about, and we're going to talk about it, is called Becoming a Relationally Intelligent Mensch. I think this is really fascinating. I'm really honored to talk to her. Her name is Marcy Rich. She has a great website that you can get a lot of information from, and she, again, is based in Scottsdale, Arizona. So let's bring her on the line and talk to her today. Marcy, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us today. Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me. This is great. I appreciate it.
And I know you didn't know Al Capone. I'm sorry about that. He probably was a pretty interesting guy, you know?
Well, actually, I knew people who did know him at one time, but no, he was notorious in Chicago before my time.
Yep. I'll say the same thing. Listen, let me ask you a little bit about, as we were talking about, you know, there are coaches who can help you in every aspect of your life, business life, whatever it is. What got you into interested in becoming a relationship coach? How did that begin for you?
There are some points in my life that stuck out that made me or encouraged me to go that route. And one of those was I was working for a major corporation back in Chicago, and we did an assessment on knowing yourself. And it was life-changing for me because one of the things I realized, the aha moment I had, was, wow, it's okay to be who I am. So one of the things I learned from that was I needed to help people do that, to be their authentic self, which many people don't do. And then at the time, I was also going through a very rocky marriage that included infidelity. And as the years went on, it took me 12 years, but I finally did get over it with my own introspection. But I was once talking to a coworker of mine, and she said that the night before, her husband said he wanted a divorce. And she said, "But I don't think he's been cheating." And I said to myself, "I think he has," but I didn't say that out loud to her. And then it turned out that he had. And I felt her pain at that very moment, even though I was so out of it and away from it. I felt her pain. I said, "You know what? I need to do something about this for everybody. I need to make it easier than going 12 years like I did trying to get through it." And that's how I really got started. And then I found out of a company, and I'll give them a plug here, called Relationship Coaching Institute. They just started about maybe around 2000 or 2001, somewhere around there. So I was on the cutting edge there. That dealt specifically with relationships. I joined them, and it just took off. And I just said, this is where I need to be, is helping people with their relationships.
Well, I was going to ask you how you got qualified to do this. It wasn't just from your own personal background and experience. So you studied this. There are courses you can take to help people, you know, learn how to help them in their relationships. What brings people to you for the most part? Is it upset in their marriage? They don't trust their partner. Is that the main thing? One would assume that would be it. Am I right or not?
That's certainly a big element of it. You know, sadly, when you say people come to me, it is when they've hit rock bottom. And that's not a good place to start. So you're right. They have infidelity. They have distrust issues. They have communication issues. All those issues seem to be highlighted in their lives at a time, but all could have been resolved and worked on much earlier. So I always encourage people to come, you know, if you're becoming a coupled situation, come early on in your relationship, because that's when you're going to get the foundation that you need to make it a successful relationship. Once all the damage is done, I mean, to repair all that, it can be done. It's much harder and a lot more work, and most people give up when they really didn't need to, perhaps. Most people did not need to give up, but they did, short of going to the finish line, which is too bad.
So you think if they worked at it, they could have saved their relationship? It is possible. Do you think you could have saved your relationship?
I think with coaching, you know, it's funny you should ask that question, because I was just thinking about that this morning, you know, if I were asked it, I didn't know that. Yes, I really think that coaching would have helped us quite a bit. And even if it didn't help save the relationship, and I can't say I saved every relationship, because truthfully, some relationships should not be saved. They're not meant to be saved. They're meant to be dissolved. They're meant to, you know, be walked away from. I do think, though, I would have gotten past it much earlier than 12 years. I mean, it literally took me 12 years to get through the whole thing and be able to finally say, I'm done, I'm out of this relationship. And I tell people now when I work with them, they're trying to decide if they're going to get divorced or not. I say, you cannot get divorced at a level where you are now, which is anger and hate and frustration. You need to get in a place within yourself where you are confident, where you know you can walk away with your head held high and you can move on with your life. And that's an issue many people have, that they cannot do that. So they cling to that anger for years and years. And what do they do instead? They go to the first relationship to say, oh, yeah, this is going to help my problems. And, you know, the truth of the matter is it doesn't. It just, you know, exacerbates them. So
when you work... When you work with someone who's involved in a relationship, and after working with them for a while, you really get the sense that it's a relationship that really does not deserve to be saved. Do you tell them that?
I always tell them from the beginning that I am always to help them whichever they decide. They are in control of their lives, and they need to make the best decisions. So that's what I'm doing in the sessions we have in coaching, is helping them see the best side of it, helping them see that maybe some situations they can, or some tactics and tools and strategies they can do to maybe see if those work. However, they are in charge of it. And if they choose to divorce or they choose to stay together, then I help them from that point forward. But I always take the stand first of helping the relationship live and keep going. And then they choose otherwise, and I go with what they say. I never force them to stay in a relationship when they know it's just not what they want. It's not best for them. They know what's best for them.
Well, you know what I find interesting is you work with so many groups. You work with singles. You work with couples. You work with families. And you also work with businesses, with business teams and business partnerships. And client and vendor, you really work with a whole group of people. Let's talk about them and what's different. how about singles who come to you? And are your methods different with each group, for example, or not?
There are specifics for each group, but the thing is, when you look at, you would say, oh my gosh, she spreads herself so thin on all these different groups, but the bottom line is they share so much. And here's something interesting. I'll go back to the question about the singles. When I worked at that major corporation, I was back in Chicago, we learned about, in business, what's called customer-supplier relationships. That, you know, as a supplier, you need to know what your customer wants. You need to be sure you can do what they want and see what they want. And I thought, wow, this works with couples. This works with people. And that's how I really started thinking about, I got to put that mix together. So the bottom line is they all share the commonality about having skills on relating. Would be skills in communicating. It would be how to have the introspection about yourself and knowing yourself much better in anything. When you're a couple in business or whatever, you have to know yourself best. And so with singles, going back to that question, with singles, well, they come to me sometimes because they just, it's kind of more, at that point, maybe life coaching, people would call it. I still call it relationship coaching. They come to me to make their life better as being a single. So in that case, you know, there's special tools, and a lot of that goes with finding out who they are and doing some activities. And I have a lot of assessments and activities and such on discovering who you are. In fact, one of them, you know, I do like a lot of set and stem, so I do like, which do you see yourself better as, you know, the sun or the moon, you know? And they come up with an answer, and we start going into it, like, what makes you say you're more the moon, let's say, than the sun? It's amazing what people pick up about themselves when they do these what would seem to be silly activities, and they're really not. So singles will come to me for one, to be a better single, and, of course, you know, most likely because they don't want to be single.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know you work with those who want to be in a relationship. And then you work with those who just ended a relationship and want to get over it. That's a different ball game, but they're both single at the time, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. So a lot of them, they just want to meet someone. They want to meet the perfect person. It could be just because they ended a relationship, but they want to find out, you know, to meet someone. The first thing I tell them, no matter what, especially if they just gotten out of a relationship, is take it slow. There is no hurry to be in a new relationship. And so many people find that that's going to clear all their woes. You know, that's going to be the end all, you know, for everything is to be in a relationship. But unless they take that time of being single, and that's what I work with, you know, focus on that time to be single so you can know who you are. You can know what you want. You know, we go into a lot about requirements, and that could be for any of those areas that you said I coach on. Especially for those who are looking to meet someone, requirements being, you know, they're absolutes. There's no negotiating on a requirement. They're either there or they're not there, and they're not there, the relationship is not going to work. So there's a lot of work to be done while you're single, I tell them, so that we will make, you know, do the hard work first. You know, I think it was Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 6 hours to chop down a tree, I would spend the first 5 hours sharpening the axe, right? Make it easy for the end result. So do the work beforehand, do the preparedness work. So that's what I work with them on when they want to meet someone. I definitely don't advocate just going out tomorrow and going to all the bars or whatever you want to do, wherever you want to meet someone, and to meet someone. And sadly, I have so many clients who do that. And the relationship is doomed.
You know, I have to compliment you. You have a really great website that points out how you work with the different kind of groups you work with. And you spell out, for example, couples who come to you, you deal with all the various situations that they may be facing. It might be an exclusive relationship at the moment, but you're not sure you want it to be. You deal with infidelity as a category. Or you're engaged to be married and want to set yourself up for success by developing the skills you need to meet relational challenges that you'll face in coming years. You have to learn that. I mean, there's a whole list of things. You're married in a fully committed relationship, and you want to deepen that relationship. and you want help in doing that. And the same thing deals with families and also businesses. The website, by the way, everybody, is heightenedconnections.com. It really is a great name for your website, heightenedconnections.com. If you go there, you'll learn about what Marcy is actually talking about and who she helps and why. Let's talk about couples a little bit. When couples come to you, what normally is the situation they're in? Are they in trouble at that point, or are they just starting out?
I wish they were just starting out, because that's where they should start coming to me.
Exactly.
But they're in trouble. They're in trouble. They are the last chance. And oftentimes it is one party is out the door already, and the other party is trying to drag them back in. It's usually not a mutual situation, which makes it tougher for both parties. I have to work with, which way should they go? And that starts it. But, they'll come up with their comments. Of course, it's always the trilogy, I call it, of what we do when we don't take personal responsibility, which is very important to do, which I tell them, judge, blame, and criticize. I know we all do that. It's easier to do that, right? As someone said to me, it's much easier to blame someone else than to take responsibility. But I have to tell them that, this is the key. You need to take personal responsibility. And they come judging, blaming, and criticizing the other person all the way through, through the sessions. So we have to start curbing that. And that's really where I begin and start saying, taking personal responsibility. And then I start giving them some tools to do that. So, I talk about one of the tools, one of my favorite?
Yeah, sure. Do, please.
Okay. It's the mirroring technique. I know it's not, I'm not the only one who does it, but it's so productive, and it really works because it curbs discussion. Because what happens when we judge, blame, and criticize? Because it's so easy to do rather than take personal responsibility, we just shoot those things out. So as soon as, the partner comes and says something negative, we just shoot it right back. Well, you did this wrong. Well, I did that wrong because you did this wrong, right? This is a typical conversation. So I say, okay, we have to do the mirroring technique where you say, and it's kind of the I message. When you do that, I feel... And then the person says, and mirrors that. You can't say, well, I only do that because the defense, okay? No, you have to mirror exactly the way you heard it. And hopefully the way they said it. So the mirroring would be, so you feel dissatisfied or uncomfortable, whatever they say, when I do that because of, am I correct? That pauses the discussion for us to think. Because when we just shoot back, we're not at our best. We're just going the emotions, the energy, the negative energy within us, the anger with us, and just blurting something out. If we take that pause, I call it pause, pressing the pause button. When we take that pause, it lets us think of a response and know what's going on and where we are in the situation. So if I go back to my promote taking personal responsibility, I always say, what was your part in this? And we're talking about infidelity. That is an issue that, people blame all the time on the other person. And I always say, what was your part in this? And I'm not going to go into my own situation now, but I can tell you that I've told clients, where I was responsible for the infidelity in my relationship, why my husband, well, he's not now, but at the time, why he did see someone else. And I can understand it much better. And it was part of my responsibility for doing things differently. Would it have changed it? I don't know. But I do know I had to take responsibility and stop with the blame, the criticism, and the judgments. So, they come with usually a presenting issue. She did this. He did that. And, of course, we go down to communication and again, using sub-techniques. But the mirroring technique, and that's why I hope all your listeners get that one of the best techniques ever to use if you have a time when you are just throwing items out at each other. Use that because then it takes full responsibility and you're understanding and hearing where the other person is coming from. very important stuff to go on and make things happen. And again, even if they stay together, they're coming because of they're thinking about a divorce, they have a great tool to use for future relationships. We pay it forward. Pay it forward on that.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Well, I mean, that's difficult. You face difficult challenges there. I would also assume when you're dealing with families, you have a whole list of situations that families come to you with for help. Is that as difficult as working with couples who are, you know, their relationships are in trouble? How about the whole family when they get involved?
You know, if you say ask for the difficulty, probably not as difficult because they can go on with their lives either way. But I dealt with them because in my personal life, it's in my family life, there were issues of, you know, parent and child, not with my own children, but sibling and children. And that's when I realized that, okay, there's another point, you know, another area for coaching and relationships is the parent-adult child. Because what happens with that relationship, and that probably is easier to get to because talking about two sets of people who really want to make it work. You're not going to, usually, you don't divorce your parents, you divorce your children, you know, very infrequently
right.
That happens, if ever. So it's a different story. So they really want to get some type of meeting of the minds, even though it's not going to be a perfect relationship. They do want to get a point of a meeting of the minds where at least they can get along and understand each other. And what happens with adult children, they're coming oftentimes with their anger they have as a child where they couldn't, well, maybe they couldn't even understand what their issue was, what their problem was, or what their feelings really were. Now, as adults, they can. So it's nice that we can get those out in the open in a very neutral environment, which, of course, coaching does for people, is give you a very neutral environment where, you know, it wouldn't have happened if they just made, you know, text messages to each other or phone calls to each other, and probably neither one would ever sit down and go to a restaurant and talk about this. But in a coaching setting, they will. So we get to a meeting of the minds, and the coaching sessions usually last shorter, unless it's really major issues, and usually there are not. It's just your typical, you know, my mother did this when I was a child, and I didn't like that, and, you know, so where was she coming from, you know? And I can tell you about my own children. They'll say things that, you know, well, Mom, why didn't you push me to do more dance classes? My adult daughter still says that to me, and all I can say to her is, I can't do anything about it now. Now you're an adult. You need to deal with that. So, and that's exactly what I say. You know, you can blame your right. Go ahead and do it. You know, I can't do anything about it now. I did the best I could. And I try for, you know, the adult children, who probably now are parents themselves, to understand that, you know, as parents, all of us, we really do the best we possibly can. And we do what we thought at that moment was right. And the child, of course, as a child, could not explain, it's not the best for me at this time. But as adults, they can. So that's the issue. Then you said step parenting. That could be more of an issue. But I just have one little. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to point out you among the list of categories that you mentioned in families. But for example, you're having issues with adult stepchildren, or you'd like to advance your positive step parenting message. As well as, on the other hand, you're having a relationship problems with your adult children, your own adult children, who are lacking respect and understanding and cohesiveness. They're two different categories. And I guess, you know, they're difficult, very difficult. How do you handle it with adult stepchildren?
Well, with step-parenting, I always tell the parents, and here's my rule on that, is that you are not the parent. You are the step-parent. And the parents, and let's make it that both parents, by, you know, the parents that raise the children are still alive and still with, you know, their children. They have, it's their rules. They make the rules. And I always say, if you're remarried and you have, you know, let's say younger stepchildren, you can make house rules. I mean, I make house rules no matter who comes to my house, right? We all have house rules, whether it's take off your shoes before you enter or whatever it may be. You know, we all have house rules. I said, so you can have house rules, but you cannot have rules about the children. I had one couple doing step-parenting, and the stepmother, who was the husband's biological children, she was forcing the kids to eat dinner when they didn't want to eat anymore. And I said, that wasn't for you to do. That was up to their father and their mother. And maybe if they are brushing their teeth. Okay, you could say your house rules are every night we brush teeth. But you cannot say anything about their parents with whom they live most frequently or the other parents. Does your mother do that? Does your father do that? There's different rules on how to talk to them and be with them. And as adult children, and usually there's harder times there because, again, they know better. The kids, younger kids, they'll fall into any situation. But the adults, it's like they often have a resentment that their parents remarried, whether it be, because of a divorce or a death of one of their parents. So they have anger, and they need to get through that anger before we can do further with getting along with the step parent. So that's what we deal with in coaching sessions for adult step children. What it is about the relationship, what is about your parent remarrying or being with someone else that is not working for you, and what can we do? Because that's usually the issue. If we can get that done, we can get everything else done.
You know, there's so many different situations that you're forced to deal with between individuals, coaching individuals, as well as couples and families. What would you say is the most difficult situation you've found to deal with? Is there anyone that stands out over the others?
Usually it would be those that just don't want to work on the situation at all and trying to get them to do something with the situation where they come to the sessions, especially with couples, that they come there and one of them just does not want to be there. And so I'm working with the one who does, and then they go off on tangents and say, getting them back to what we need to work on. And then one of them being just lax about it. It's like, I don't care. So trying to get them focused on, well, can you care a little bit so we can move this forward and where you want to go with this? That's probably a difficult one. Parents, it is, because you're trying to get one party to at least be cooperative in the session, even if they're not going to give you the result the other party wants, and that's typical, it's going to happen, that they at least know to participate in the session, or why are you even here? Because I can coach individually if you're thinking of, getting divorced or your partner is. I can coach you individually on how to handle it and how to move forward, which is what coaching is. Can I just go back to one thing you said before about the name of my company is Heightened Connections?
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is on my website. Can I talk about that for a second? Would that be okay?
You got a minute. Do it.
Okay. I was going to say, why do I have that title for my company? Is because I am under 60 inches. I'm very short. I never made it to 5 feet. And I found in my life I've always had to reach for things. And I said, you know what? You're going to have to reach for things in your life, even if it's not physically. It could be emotionally, intelligently, whatever. You always have to reach in your life. So that's how I got my name, my company. So that's what I encourage people to do is always reach higher.
I think that's great. It's a wonderful, wonderful reason to have that. I was thinking heightened connection, increasing the connection, you're heightened. Anyway, that's a great idea. Listen, it's a great website, by the way. Everybody should look at your website.
Thank you.
I would imagine people would find, somewhere in there maybe they could use help from someone like you. Marcy,
perfect.
You're great. Listen, you're going to be back again next week at the same time, and then you'll be back on the 30th of November. It's we look forward to having you back as a guest here on Close Up Talk Radio, because I think you can be a lot of help to a lot of people. I really mean that. You're very good. So thanks for your time today. I wish we had more time, but, the conversation will continue next week. Same time, yes. Thank you, ma'am. Have a great day out there in Scottsdale. All righty. I'm Doug Llewellyn, and that'll wrap it up for today. We'll be back with Marcy. She'll be back next week. Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next time. Take care. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.